There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 6th day of October. Got a heavy heart, Sam. You know how I feel about this dude. Two years ago today, we lost Eddie Van Halen. So, want to make sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
2 years ago. There's these pictures of, there's one, the cartoon that hits me immediately is the one that came out shortly after his passing. And it was, got the pearly gates, and standing outside the pearly gates with his guitar, holding it upside down because he played left-handed, was Jimi Hendrix. And he sits, and the cashier says, "I've been waiting 50 years for you to jam with you. Let's go." And yeah, wow. I love that. I love that. So yeah, lost Eddie on this day. I tell you also we lost on this day. Connie Hawkins.
Okay.
And Buck O'Neill.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Was there a bigger person responsible for the Negro Museum, or at least bringing it to prominence, than Buck O'Neill?
No, he was the face of it for so long, and just giving information and coming on late. He gave him a late night TV star.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he was on late night shows.
Anyway, Sam and Greg, like I said, here we are here till 9:15. Normally we get on out of here at 9 because Falcons got a 1 o'clock kickoff. We know that's not the case today, but we gotta sit and watch the Jets and the Vikings get things started on this NFL Sunday. And I don't know how you feel about either one of those teams. It's Aaron Rodgers, and you know how I feel about him. Still, as far as I'm concerned, the dude is still a Packer. Yeah. But let's go back to what happened yesterday between the hedges.
Yeah.
And bring on Myles Garrett, Fox 5. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
We are doing fine. You have had sparks coming off your heels these last few weeks. So I appreciate you giving us a little bit of time.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's been a long week. Started off in San Diego, ended it in Mercedes-Benz, finished it in Sanford Stadium. So we were all over the place.
Do we ask him about, because we've touched on the Braves in the end of their season.
Okay, go ahead.
You want to ask him about that?
Sure.
Well, your thoughts on, man, it's a now a done deal. What was it like out there at San Diego? And just your thoughts on how the Braves season ended. You were there.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, you know, it was tough because, I mean, this is a season where the Braves, you know, probably shouldn't have been in the playoffs with all things considered, with all the injuries and how everything finished out for this team, especially losing Chris Sale there at the end when you're not expecting to lose Chris Sale. Kind of came as a surprise to a lot of Braves fans. But, I mean, I think it was really an accomplishment in and of itself that they actually got there in the first place. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's just going to be a season marked by, you know, what could have been if all these guys did not get hurt. And, you know, obviously the uncertainty of Max Fried looms ahead, especially with, you know, Charlie Morton as well. There's going to be some departures here. So, certainly a tough season, but they're going to have a lot of talent back next year. So that's certainly a reason to be optimistic.
We talked about this earlier. I said with given who's coming back on this team and knowing what this team can be, despite the fact that you might lose somebody, a couple people from the staff, this is an attractive landing spot for free agents. So I like the chances of getting somebody, a replacement, if you lose those two names. But again, Myles Garrett, Fox 5, joining Sam and Greg here, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, you went from that. You got to be in Tuscaloosa for the big game. But talk about being in Athens yesterday, the game after the game, and what that was like.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. I think that was a game, and it was actually pretty funny because for the first time, we heard Kirby Smart call out the Georgia fans for not providing a home field advantage. He was actually kind of a little upset at the Georgia fans. I don't think I've ever heard him kind of say that before. He mentioned that in our one-on-one, and he mentioned it at the end of his press conference yesterday. But, you know, all things considered, it was a pretty balanced day for the Georgia team, especially on offense. You know, really efficient day from Carson Beck. You get Trevor Etienne going a little bit, Nate Frazier. We haven't really seen him since that first game against Clemson. He has a pretty good game himself. But, yeah, it was a pretty balanced day overall for Georgia. It was a game they should have won comfortably. They did win it comfortably. A win that you, I'd say, needed to kind of get back under your feet after the ups and downs of that Alabama game. And, you know, they're probably going to have a comeback game themselves after losing to Vanderbilt.
Let me ask you something about that, Miles. And, you know, my thoughts are this. Vanderbilt saw something in Georgia's second half comeback last week, and maybe that's what they use because they were able to exploit a lot of things with Alabama's defense last night. I know they run a different kind of attack, and the quarterback that comes, you know, he runs that offense extremely well. But these dudes lost to Georgia State, man, and so I'm like, what? And I'm not saying Georgia State's bad. But, I mean, these guys lost the game here in town to Georgia State, and here they are beating Alabama. Do you think that, you know, Carson Beck and the Georgia offense exposed something with that second-half comeback?
I don't know if it was an exposure thing or not because, I mean, let's look at it from a pure talent perspective, right? I mean, this is a game that Alabama should have absolutely breezed through. I think maybe there's an element of overlooking Vanderbilt. I think that was very much at play there, but you're right. I do think that, you know, there was some tape to study in that second half of what Georgia did. Now, I think there is also an element there of tiredness that happened in that Georgia game because, you know, it was a long game. It was a lot of back and forth. I think maybe the Alabama defense got tuckered out a little bit there. I think the Georgia defense did as well toward the very end. But yeah, I mean, the secondary, you know, had its ups and downs, but, you know, Ryan Williams can't be making plays every single game, a 17-year-old. And I think he was the X factor in that Georgia game. He was kind of, I'll have to look at the final stats, but I think he was held relatively in check against Vanderbilt yesterday, or at least when it mattered most.
He scored a couple of times yesterday.
Maybe it wasn't. I was too busy covering Georgia, but I digress. I do think they're, you know, showing that they're not as invincible, perhaps, as when Nick Saban was there on the sidelines. So some things to consider there.
You know, the thing, if it were anybody else, Sam, and Miles too, next week would be the game that if it were anybody else, we'd say, they're looking past Mississippi State, getting ready for that big matchup with Texas. But I think that Kirby, and there's only a few of these coaches, can keep these guys focused on doing what they need to do. Are you feeling pretty good about – I know it's around the corner as far as that Texas game, and it's going to be on it's going to be on the road. But Mississippi State coming in here next week, what are you looking to see them do?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I don't think this is going to be a game where, you know, they're going to breeze through it. Like, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. Kirby Smart is one of those coaches that basically always has his team prepared no matter who the opponent is, especially now after seeing all the upsets that happened yesterday. I think everyone else is going to be on high alert this week. And I think they're going to have a little bit more of a home field advantage, especially after Kirby called out the fans there. But yeah, no, I want to see that efficiency continue. I think Carson Beck needs to have himself a pretty good game to kind of get back on track before that Texas game, obviously. You know, you want to see the rushing attack continue its dominance. That it's not dominance, but it's an efficient day, I guess you could call it. But I want to see a little bit better things coming from Colby Young. You know, he kind of had a tough finish there against Alabama. I want to see him play like he's 6'4". I mean, I think there's some element to him kind of playing a little bit smaller than he is because, you know, he's a big body, and I think you want to see him use that a little bit more. So I kind of want to see a lot more of those offensive guys get involved. London Humphreys has been kind of quiet since that Clemson game. I'd like to see him get more involved in this offense. So I think just spreading the ball out because, as you said, you know, it's a game the Dogs should win and should win very comfortably. I think it's going to be important for them to kind of have that comfort going into a game like Texas.
Yep. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Miles Garrett. He is social. You can find him at Miles Garrett TV at Miles Garrett TV, host of Bulldogs Final. And he's kind enough to join us and spend some time with us. What does it say about this conference? You know, I mean, we had it all figured out, and after last Saturday night, everyone was saying, well, you know, it's Alabama and Georgia. You know they're going to play again. They could end up playing three times. And now Alabama's got a loss, and now Texas is, like, sitting out there. It's like, And Tennessee had been undefeated. Missouri, were they exposed yesterday? My goodness, with Texas A&M beating them the way they did. What do you say about this league, man?
Well, I think Nick Saban kind of broke college football, in my opinion, because for so long, and I think Georgia is starting to take up this mantelpiece a little bit, is that there's no easy wins in the SEC, man. I think Nick Saban just made it look so easy for so long because, I mean, we have a pretty quick memory, I think, because you go back to the Mark Richt days. Mark Richt was a very good coach. But Georgia would lose some of these games from time to time. You know, they'd finish with 2 losses, 3 losses, sometimes 4 losses, because all these teams in the SEC in any given week, it's really just the aspect of college football. You can lose. It's not always a given that you're going to win these, you know, quote-unquote cupcake games. So I think it says a lot to say about the league. I don't think it's necessarily changed. I think you've gotten a lot of depth here now. I mean, maybe you could credit that to the transfer portal, NIL, a lot of these kind of lower tier teams, you could call them, are a little bit better now. With, you know, teams like Kentucky and Ole Miss is a lot better now. So I'd credit it more to that than anything. But yeah, I think we really did underappreciate the greatness of Nick Saban because he made those cupcake games look like it was just business as usual when they really aren't as easy as it may look out there.
We might as well look at the Nick Saban coaching days much like we look at the NBA when they could do hand checking. It's a completely different league.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, because you always talk about, well, this player could play in this era and so on and so forth. Well, you had pre-transfer portal and post-transfer portal. That's what we got right now in college football.
Yeah.
And my question to Miles is, I want to get back to Georgia for a second. Why am I looking at Carson Beck from time to time and look and seeing a guy who looks like deer in the headlights? I mean, it just to me, at times, the eyeball test looks like he's not the seasoned quarterback you hear he's supposed to be. Is that a fair assessment?
I don't know if it's fair, because I think last year he proved that he can be that guy. I do think there is an element of, you know, the loss of the offensive lineman this year, especially Tate Ratledge, at least the last couple of weeks. Georgia's going to get some of those guys back. The offensive line did have a pretty good game, but, you know, you got to look at it from who he's lost, right? I mean, obviously, he had a great offensive weapons, right? He had Ladd McConkey. He had Brock Bowers. This year, he's got a fresh new set of receivers. A lot of them all transfer
portal guys.
Throw
the ball out of bounds then. Don't sit there and hold it forever. I just see a guy who just didn't seem like he played with this team last year at times. Not all the time. I'm just surprised. It you know, the well-oiled Kirby Smart machine on offense, yes, I realize this guy's gone, but that position seems to have, from time to time, looked like he just kind of got there and the playbook landed in his lap, you know, just before kickoff. It's probably not fair, but maybe I'm holding him to higher expectations, but that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, no, and I think that is pretty fair, because he hasn't played like he did last year. And you're right, there have been some plays where, you know, you're kind of scratching your head, like, what was that, Carson? You know, especially against Alabama in that first half, I think that probably got exposed a lot more than usual. But, yeah, I mean, that's why I said, you know, you need to have a big game here against Mississippi State to kind of get back on track and prepare for a game like Texas, because, you know, if Carson Beck goes out there and has a great game against Texas, we're having a completely different conversation now, because he is back to being that guy, arguably one of the top five quarterbacks in all of college football again. So it changes really fast week to week, Greg, and I'm sure, you know, we could have that conversation again here in a couple weeks. Maybe he has regressed, or maybe he's improved. So it's pretty tough in college football in the SEC.
Well, it'll be about that or something else, but we want you back here in a couple weeks, maybe even next week. Thank you, as always, Miles.
Thanks, Miles.
Absolutely, guys. You guys have a great rest of your weekend.
There you go. Broadcaster and actor, Miles Garrett from Fox 5.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.